Now on UK Health Radio, treat yourself to an upgrade. Pack away your low self-esteem. Leave behind that empty feeling. Stow your fears and doubts in the overhead locker. And go from stress to authentic success with Danielle Sachs.
Hello, hello to you and welcome, of course. And it has been a while since I have done a complete radio show myself. So I have decided today that I want to get into your living room, into your ears with quite an amazing story, a story of challenge, struggle and transformation of my life these last weeks. And I want to share it with you because it can mean something to you. Maybe you recognize yourself in it. Maybe it can help you to take one step forward. Maybe it can help you to look at struggle and transformation in another way. And of course, I'm also going to talk about my nomination for the UK Health Radio Awards 2024. I haven't talked about it. I have been nominating these wonderful men, as you know. And so there's been 5 nominations that I have done. And so if you haven't, if you haven't listened to the last show where I've interviewed Ken Foster, who was one of the nominees, and there is, of course, Derek Rydell, there is Philip Gargum, there is Dr. Russell, and there is, you know, Paul Martinelli. So there are many, many, many amazing human beings out there who deserve your vote, who deserve that nomination and that award, of course. And so, as I say, today I am going to talk to you about what has happened in my life these last weeks and how I see today the struggle leading me to a transformation. Let me first tell you a little bit about my story. And I have been investing a lot in my own development and in my own authentic success, in my holistic self-care. I've done that now for the last 25 to 30 years as I walk my talk, of course. But last year, I thought I want to invest in a business retreat going to Bali with Morgana Ray. And I thought, you know, last year I decided that it was a huge investment, but I could feel that it was something that I needed. Everything about the feminine energy, about receiving, about abundance, about honoring yourself, honoring the universe, being grateful. That is the energy that is definitely present in Bali. And so for me, when I heard that retreat was in Bali, I have been there about 20 years ago, and it really helped me in my healing. So I decided I'm going to go to Bali for a business retreat, combining business and pleasure and having a little holiday on the spot. And really emerging myself in that service-minded, gratitude-minded energy in Bali. And the nature over there, I know from experience, is amazing. So I thought, okay, that is my investment for 2024. And so I was really looking forward to it these last months. And I left, of course, on my own for Bali, meeting up there with quite a few amazing women. And I have to say, in the first week, it was absolutely what I expected and what I wanted. And I went through quite a little bit of coaching, therapy, transformation. And suddenly, 5 days, I think it was the 6th day that I was there, suddenly in the evening at 7 o'clock in the hotel, I go from my room, I had taken a shower, and I'm going at 7 o'clock for the last part of the coaching in the evening. And I suddenly, in 1 second, please do not ask me how, why, but suddenly I tripped because there was a hole in the path, and it was a stone path, and there was a hole. And in 1 second, I tripped and I fell forward on my two hands. Result, you won't believe it, but I could see immediately as a medical professional that something was going on with my right hand, as I, you know, I could see it was fractured, and that there was also quite a big thing going on my left hand, and I could feel my knee swelling up as well. And so, of course, we went to the hospital, and I'm going to spare to you, you know, what the whole, I'm not saying ordeal, but what the whole experience was to go to the hospital in a country you don't know, with people, you don't have a support system there, you get into the hospital, you have to wait. There has been a lot going on there. But I do want to thank Dr. Dutta. I mean, Dr. Dutta in the, I think it's called the Kanuk Medical Hospital in Bali. He was like an angel. He had to do surgery on me. He did the right diagnosis, the right surgery the next day. And so it's about, you know, trusting also the universe. But please do not underestimate the trauma. So when we go through a crisis like that, when something quite unexpected, trauma happens, crisis happens, I have learned so much from this that I want to share that in the coming months, all about how we go through that first ordeal, that first health feeling of what happens to you when you are in a crisis, when you experience trauma, physical trauma, emotional trauma, and mental trauma. And so today, I want to tell you this story because it has opened my eyes, because I thought Bali was going to give me that a certain expansion, transformation in abundance, in money, in gratitude and everything. And then when I went through this crisis, this trauma, I have been really experiencing deep pain inside. A lot of feelings that were going on, and a lot of things happened. And so now, 3 weeks later, I'm, of course, back home, and I can talk about it a bit more with a different perspective. But I do not want to underestimate what happened there. And so I'm going to talk to you after this little break about a quote that I have known for a long time, but that has come into my awareness again. And I want to talk to you about it because it talks about as much about the struggle as about the transformation that lies in the struggle. And I trust that I can inspire you and motivate you here, because we all go through our own struggles, trauma, crises. And so that's what I'm talking about today. So at the same time, if you haven't done yet, go to the UK Health Radio Awards page on the website. There's links everywhere. You can see it on the website. You can see it in my, you know, in my mails, in my newsletters, wherever you listen from, whether you listen on the podcast or on the UK Health Radio platform itself, please go to the link. These experts and myself need your vote. So you can vote for me on, of course, the UK Health Radio shows and presenters that are nominated. And I'm, of course, one of them with my show From Stress to Authentic Success with Danielle Sachs. And I would so appreciate your vote. I am going to take a little break and I'll come back after this little break just now.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back, of course. And of course, it's me speaking to you this whole radio show because I've decided to do this complete show on my story, my transformation, and my nomination. And just to tell you a little bit more, because I'm quite emotional when I talk about my little story and my crisis and my, you know, challenge in Bali. But just to let you know that the diagnosis, of course, after this huge fall was quite traumatic for me. The one wrist, the right one, was completely broken, as I said, and needed surgery the next day. And of course, that amazing doctor, that amazing orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Dutta, has really helped me as an angel in disguise. Of course, the left one was also very swollen. And afterwards, they've told me that there's quite a big fracture there as well in the hand itself, and that one of the ligaments is ruptured. So I am here speaking to you, and you can't see me, but I'm speaking to you here with two hands, wrists, in the one with a big plaster and the other one with a big strapped kind of black support. So I have been struggling, to say the least, to do all the daily activities. And there's one thing I know for sure. Do not take anything for granted anymore. Neither your health, neither your mobility, neither your everything, your daily activities, eating, making supper, drinking a cup of coffee. When you don't have your hands, you realize that how amazing our body actually is. And so let me talk to you, as I said before the break, about transformation. There's one quote that has come back into my awareness, and that quote is, "In the cocoon of struggle lies the butterfly of transformation." And I said so in my Instagram post, and I really believe that. In the cocoon of struggle lies the butterfly of transformation. This powerful quote tells us the essence of profound change, what I experienced in Bali and the weeks that are coming here now. And that's why I'm testifying this on the spot with you, because I'm still in that vulnerable situation. Real transformation is often born from the depth of our struggles. And by embracing all the challenges that have been happening now, you and I, we can emerge stronger, wiser, and even more fulfilled. So I just want to delve a little deeper with you what true transformation is, using that metaphor of the butterfly's journey, because I love so much that quote. And transformation refers, think about a butterfly, to a significant lasting change that can really sometimes fundamentally alter who we are. It's not just a minor little adjustment. It's a complete overall change. So think of the caterpillar, which transforms into the butterfly, as says the quote. You know, it is about undergoing such a radical change that you emerge in something so beautiful like the butterfly. So not to underestimate, of course, the process. It is lengthy, it is demanding, and I can testify often really painful, but that is just essential for its transformation. And so struggle, and I experienced that in Bali, is by everyone around me was viewed negatively, but it is such a part of that, you know, it plays a role in that transformation. Without the struggle, there's no challenging process. And so that intense struggle is necessary for the transformation. And so when we encounter struggles, whether it's emotional pain, whether it's a failure, whether it's a physical thing like I have been experiencing, all these challenging moments push you through to grow and to evolve. And that's what I've experienced by facing these struggles in Bali and by slowly overcoming them. That's when you and I we transform into that stronger, more resilient version of ourselves. And so you cannot get into transformation if you do not first embrace the cocoon of struggle. So it is all about struggle and introspection. There can be grief. There can be a lot of pain going on, sadness, loss, everything. But it's during those periods that we often feel stuck or trapped. And it is crucial, however, to view those things, that stuckness and that trap, that feeling of feeling trapped, that is where the opportunity of growth lies. And so it means that accepting the struggle, recognizing the deep feelings that go with it, can start that essential, you know, step towards transformation. We need to change the perspective of our struggle. And I see that in my practice every day, and I've experienced it now firsthand again. I needed to go through the pain of the broken bones, of the loss of mobility, of the despair of being alone in a different country, of lying in the hospital at night, not knowing what the next day would bring. All these things are to be embraced instead of fighting it and resisting it or even ignoring and denying it. So let's just see that the steps of transformation are maybe a good one to, you know, also to illustrate, because you always have the first step is awareness. I say that in every single session of the group program or the seven steps. Awareness is the first step in transformation. We need to be aware before we can change. And it often comes from that sense of discomfort, dissatisfaction, or the desire of this isn't what I want. There's the desire of wanting something else in life. After the awareness, like I was in hospital, very much aware of what was going on and what this whole crisis was giving me. But it was also a matter of accepting the struggle and the need for something different. So it involves the understanding that even those difficult times are necessary to do that growth journey. And so the transformational process itself is where the real work begins. After the awareness, after embracing the, you know, the pain, accepting it, going through that whole motion, the real work can begin. We can start to look inward. We can maybe shred some old beliefs or patterns or habits. We, you know, it's a process that requires a lot of vulnerability and a lot of courage to let go of parts of our old self or things that we need to let go, even if it is a part of mobility, a part of your body, a part of your emotional life that you need to let go of, and creating a new identity. And so that those things are needed if we want to emerge from that cocoon we are talking about, of that cocoon of struggle, because it's the emergence from the cocoon that is the beginning of a new chapter in your life, in my life, and it definitely is in mine today. I have felt transformation from here to Bali and back. So it is like the butterfly taking its first flight again. And so it is so beautiful once we can embrace the struggle. It is so important. Don't avoid it. Don't minimize the struggle. Make it like an experience, a deeper experience. And I'm not saying a positive one, but one that opens your mind for more, for better, for learning, for growth. And so also it gives you that resilience. Overcoming that struggle builds resilience. There's no secret about that. And so the self-recovery, discovery part is also a big one. I have discovered layers of myself that didn't even know that existed. And so it's all about empathy and self-love and compassion and kindness and mildness with yourself. Ooh, I've been through that in Bali in those days after the hospital when I was there. And people give you advice and people want to say, come on, stay strong. And I truly believe that that is not the journey. I do believe that the journey starts with the awareness, with the acceptance, with the going deeper, with feeling the emotions, with being mild for yourself, with accepting the struggle and going deep within so that, you know, the transformation can take place. And so let me give you a few tips on how to embrace that struggle and how to foster that transformation. First of all, if you're not going to be self-reflective, you know, taking the time to reflect on your life, on what has happened, on what you're going through, maybe even journal about it. For the moment, I promise you, there is no way that I can write with those two hands and wrists packed. But that doesn't mean that I cannot practice my gratitude. I just do it every, you know, night before going to bed in a different way. Sometimes I record something on my phone so that something to reflect on, etc. A second tip that I have learned through this whole crisis is that it is such an essential part to embrace your discomfort. If you could see me now, I promise you that there is every single day discomfort. And that struggle of discomfort is a natural part of the transformational process. So that as well, the discomfort needs to be felt and needs to be embraced and accepted. Of course, support is very important. And if you are listening and you are going through one of these transformational processes, from the cocoon of struggle to the better version of yourself and the growth and the evolution of who you are, you can always connect with me, because professional support, and that's what I got as well, is so important in this process. So please, if you feel that you need support in this transformational journey that you are going through, or anyone of the loved ones around you, please let me know and I'm there for you. And there's a thing that I have learned in these last 2-3 weeks, and that is to be patient. I promise you, I cannot dress myself like before. I cannot go to the toilet. I cannot cook. I cannot eat. I need patience in my life. And patience is something that in this society we often have unlearned. We are always in that busy modus and in that do modus. So we need patience. And in everyday life, I talk about always celebrating the small wins. But in periods like this, where you go from struggle into transformation, I do believe that every small win is even more important to be celebrated. Every little victory along the way in your process brings you closer to your new self. So please practice that celebration of wins, and of course also the mildness and the self-compassion towards yourself. Be kind. I am so kind to myself, mild to myself. Instead of being that severe, come on, disciplined, and let's go for it, there's so much feminine energy now in kindness, receiving. I can't do everything, so I am receiving love and support and help from other people so much more than before. and putting yourself open to maybe help from somewhere where you didn't expect it, maybe change that you didn't expect. Maybe my trip to Bali was something totally different than what I invested in and expected from it, but it has gone so much deeper in so many ways. So sometimes just be open to what the universe is presenting to you. It can be such a big thing to be open, to embrace discomfort, to be the essence of who you are, because that's what happens when you encounter this kind of struggle. And so there's all sorts of transformation that you and I can go through. This one, what I'm talking about now, is, of course, a personal transformation, a profound personal growth journey for me. Like, in a few weeks' time, so much has happened to me in my personal growth, but it also can be professional transformation. And I can say, because it was a business retreat, I can say that in my professional life, a lot of things have been going on as well. I am a totally different coach and therapist for the moment. I am so much more present. I can't write or do a lot of things. So I am more present in your world, listening, feeling, putting myself, you know, totally in your world, in your pain, in your presence, in your magnificence. And so there's so much going on in there as well. And my relationships, transformation and relationships, my relationship with myself has changed, of course, and my relationship with others, with my husband, with my children, with my clients. This whole trauma crisis thing of breaking my wrists and not being able to do things as I want to has shifted so much in my life. So the concept of transformation in real life can be personal, can be professional, can be everything that has to do with relationships, with yourself and others. So be open. I trust that this little part talking about my real life story and the quote of in the cocoon of struggle lies the butterfly of transformation, I trust that this is helping you. And I'm going to bring, after the little break again, I'm going to bring you the conclusion of how I see this. And of course, I'll talk again about the awards, because until the 23rd of June, you can go and vote on the UK Health Radio page website and vote for your favorite product, service, and presenter. And of course, I trust that I deserve, I do everything every single week. I do what I can to deserve your trust with my inspiration and my motivation. And so if I would appreciate your vote, to be honest. So let's just see what happens in the coming weeks. And I'll come back to you just now after this break to talk to you about my conclusion on my story, my transformation, and what transformation is all about. Talk to you just now.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to this last part of this radio show. And I call it my story, my transformation, and of course, my nomination. I trust that it makes sense to you to talk about this, what I've lived through, and how I trust that it can help you and inspire you to look at struggle in a different way, to have a different perspective of the negative things that happen in our life that we see as negative. But that can be actually the biggest opportunity for transformation and growth. And as I said in my story, in my little accident in Bali, where I fell down forward on my knees and on my two hands, with, of course, a lot of consequences physically and emotionally. Today, we are 3 weeks down the line. I still have a plaster right, and I still have a strapped thing on the left, and my knee is not completely healed neither. But I am really thriving in a lot of ways because I can see more and more what this whole process, this journey of going from cocoon to the butterfly, how this has been going on for me. And it still is going on. So that quote that I started with, in the cocoon of struggle lies the butterfly of transformation. Let me come to the conclusion of that. Today, if I look at my life and my experience that I had, I am more and more becoming a more expression of myself. I am becoming a deeper version of myself, realizing not to take life for granted, realizing that we sometimes think that we are helping ourselves and others in the best way, while there can be still a deeper version of that, a more complete version, an expression of complete love. And I see these last weeks as becoming more and more the fullest expression of myself, which is love. Love towards myself, compassion, everything, acceptance, embracing myself in this challenging journey, I can tell you, and expressing myself even more, being love towards others, because I understand you more if you are going through this journey as well, from cocoon to a butterfly. And so the quote that I've been talking about today reminds me and reminds you, hopefully, that struggle is not something to be feared, but rather to be embraced as a vital part of your and my growth journey. And so by facing and accepting all our struggles, we can transform into that stronger, wiser, and more fulfilled individual. I promise you, it is a profound, lasting change, that transformation. And it requires time, effort, patience, kindness, mildness, and a lot of resilience, of course. It involves, as I said, self-reflection, embracing that discomfort, seeking that support, often professional support, because we need it, and developing a mindset and a perception, a different kind of mindset looking at struggle. And so, to say the least, I can say that navigating my own cocoon of struggle, I have now been remembered to see it as an essential part of my journey in becoming the best version of myself. And I encourage you, wherever you are, I'm speaking to you, I'm seeing you, I'm feeling you more than ever before. Embrace this process, be patient, and trust that you too will emerge as a beautiful butterfly through any struggle. So take that flight into a new and fulfilling chapter of your life. It is so worth it. And I'm there. I feel you. I am there to guide you. And so to conclude this radio show, this particular show, I just want to thank you for being you, for accepting your journey, for being here with me every time, again and again, for making yourself the driver of your life, sitting in the driver's seat of your life. That's what I've been doing these last weeks. We need to sit in the driver's seat of our own car if we want to go from the cocoon of struggle to the, you know, to the butterfly. And so thank you for being here. And if you are enjoying this kind of show every time, again and again, then please, I really would appreciate it if you would go to the website link to the awards page and go and vote, maybe for me as your favorite show or presenter of the show, or maybe for one of the nominees, as I said in the beginning, those five men, all experts in their own field. There are many categories that you will see there. There are so many people that deserve to be nominated and that deserve to be voted for, because we all on this platform have the same mission, and that is to inspire and motivate you out there. So from my heart to yours, I am giving you a big hug, and I trust that you know and that you realize that I am here for you in your journey from the cocoon of struggle to the transformation into a butterfly. Bye-bye for now.
From Stress to Authentic Success was presented by Danielle Sachs. Join Danielle at the same time next week here on UK Health Radio. And meanwhile, for more on how to thrive in business and everyday life by being true to yourself, go to daniellesachs.com.